Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll take a trip around week 3 of the NFL season. We'll get to some of the top storylines as we head into more NFL action. In about 45 minutes, we'll be joined by Nate Taylor of ESPN. He will join us in studio. I believe this is the first time this season he's been in studio. Maybe I'm a little bit off on my recollection of when Nate has been here. It's been kind of a weird start to the Chiefs season. Earlier today, I got a chance to catch up with Sean Marash. He hosts Afternoons in New York City. He's with WFAN, it is the most popular sports talk station in the country. And I started our interview with, man, I knew the Giants would be 0-2 coming into this matchup. I didn't think Kansas City was going to be 0-2.
It's crazy, Carrington. I think the last time I was on with you here locally, we talked about when the schedule came out and the idea of the Giants home opener being Sunday Night Football and your guys, the Chiefs, coming into town. And I thought for sure at worst we'd be talking about a 1-1 Chiefs team coming in here. The world we live in now, Carrington, there is actual hope from Giant fans in this game that maybe, just maybe, there's a little crack in the Chiefs' armor giving the Giants a possibility for their first win. I can't believe we're sitting here 2-0-2s.
So what's the feeling heading into this game? I watched a large majority of that game against the Dallas Cowboys. That was the game right before the Chiefs, so it just carried into Chiefs and Eagles. Russell Wilson looked like he found a time machine. He also made a mistake late that ended up proving critical. How are you guys feeling about the G-men heading into this one?
Okay, so it's a glass half full, glass half empty approach here, Carrington. Right, for starters, I think everybody thought that the identity and the strength of the New York Giants was going to be their defense. They possess three fantastic pass rushers. I mean, obviously, jury going to be out on Abdul Carter, the third overall pick. But through two games, while they were okay against Jaden Daniels in Washington, they were horrendous, allowing 40 points and everything that happened in that fourth quarter. The pass rushers, like Brian Burns, the three sacks on the year, he's gotten there. But overall, this Giant defense, Shane Bone, the defensive coordinator, is under a lot of scrutiny. They have just not been what everybody thought they were going to be on paper. They've already suffered, you know, significant injuries along the linebacker front. But that's the glass half empty. The glass half full is they scored 6 points on opening day in Washington, and that's kind of what we thought. Well, if it's not Malik Nabers, who's going to get anything done? And now then you get that offensive explosion in week two where Russell Wilson dials back the clock to deep ball, something that the Giants had not had happen for about 6 years under the Daniel Jones era. So it depends which way you want to squeeze the orange here, Carrington. I think offensively, Giant fans are optimistic. They're thinking what they saw last week, while maybe not, you know, fully replicated, can exist, but this defense has to show some kind of life for any positivity to truly be fully engaged with the Giant fan base.
Sean, what's the sense of optimism right now heading into this game? Because I'm guessing at the very beginning of the season, this was a game that you automatically marked an L next to. No chance you thought you could win this game. But seeing the Chiefs start 0-2, seeing the struggles that they've had on offense, it at least has to give yourself some any given Sunday confidence that the Giants could pull off an upset.
I think you put it perfectly there, Carrington. And this is why it's always silly and stupid to look at an NFL schedule in April and just assume you know the record based on opponent, based on the time you're playing in an opponent, injuries. I mean, look how many quarterbacks aren't starting in the NFL this week. The belief was the Giants had to split one of those first two games with a Washington team that might have had a little bit of luck on their side last year and a Dallas team, especially after trading Micah Parsons, where you thought the defense wouldn't be the same. And lo and behold, the defense is not the same. And you look at this game going, get out of that 1-1 because you're definitely definitely losing to the Chiefs in week three. Well, now we're here. And I don't think that there is a total push where people assume by any means the Giants are winning this game. Hell, I certainly don't. And there's plenty of reasons why they shouldn't. But at the same time, you do now view the Chiefs, at least now in the early season. I'd rather be playing the Chiefs right now in week three than playing them in week 10, week 11, if they figure things out. It does feel like Kansas City's off. Obviously, not having Rashee Rice, we paid attention to that, hasn't been great. So there is more optimism than we thought in April when the schedule came out. But again, then there's that sign of with optimism comes desperation. You're getting a desperate Chief team at 0-2. You're getting a Chief team with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. And you guys know this, the DNA is, even if you're not blowing teams out, which you rarely do, you find ways to win tight games. And the Giants' DNA has been, well, even if you play these tight games, you find ways to lose them. So there's more hope, but I think overall there's still that sense of, oh, damn, now the Chiefs are even more desperate than we thought in April, and maybe we can't catch them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sleeping.
Right now, we're talking to Sean Marash, taking a closer look at the New York Giants. Do you have an explanation for the defense? Because you and I had a very similar thought, and you mentioned it earlier. In week one, now, you guys didn't win the game against Washington, but you certainly showed some positive signs. Not really many positive signs for the defense when they give up 40 points. It feels to me like the chance for Giants to pull off this upset, it has to be based in their front four. It has to be based off them kind of muddying this game up and getting pressure. Do you feel confident that the Giants can do that? Personnel-wise, it would appear that they can, but we haven't seen that executed out on the field.
Yeah, now, it's so weird, right? Because the defense has at least shown signs with the pass rush, but it's not showing up on the back end. Here's the deal. Where it all starts and ends for the Giants and why they find themselves in the spot defensively is, for as good as the pass rush could be, this team cannot stop the run. They are dead last in stopping the run. Ironically enough, the Chiefs have had a tough time running the football. They lost starting linebacker Micah McFadden on opening day to a brutal foot surgery, and that's kind of been an unheralded, sneaky problem. But the Giants' secondary is super young outside of a guy like Javon Holland. They signed Paulson Adebo, who's been up and down and erratic over from the New Orleans Saints, and have just young bodies, Tyler Newbin, Drew Phillips, who had the pick last week, and then basically a rotating cast of failed first-round pick Deontay Banks and a former third-round pick in Cordell Flott rotating to their outside corner spot. They're very vulnerable to a deep pass if the pass rush doesn't get home, and the run-stopping defense just hasn't been there. And to be frank, the best player on this defense has been Dexter Lawrence. He has just not been a difference maker through two games, and it has showed up on tape enormously. So honestly, if I'm looking at this from a Kansas City point of view, this is a get right spot, I think, for that run game if the Chiefs offense wants to do that. And I think that's the path to victory on exposing this Giant defense. If the Chiefs abandon the run and don't take advantage of that, I do think then the Chiefs become ripe for the picking and the Giant pass rush can have its best game of the year so far.
Are you worried about this season getting away from the Giants? Because looking ahead to their schedule, Kansas City, the Chargers, Philadelphia, sure. Denver, on the road against Philadelphia, San Francisco, like we could be looking up and the Giants are a scrappy team, but they also can be 2-6 and probably firing their head coach soon.
Yeah, well, and that's the juxtaposition, man. Am I worried about the defense getting, the schedule getting away from them? Of course, I was worried in April about that. I was worried about May and that in July, and this is worst case scenario with them at 0-2 not finding a way to get a win there and having this Chief Charger piggyback before the Saints game, which you just praise a win in week five. Certainly worried about it. The difference, though, and I know the outside noise will be there for Brian Daboll, and we may get there at the end of the year, we may not, is, again, the best part about this season for the Giants is if the season gets away from them, you get the newfound hope of watching a rookie quarterback that you drafted in the first round play. So while we are worried about it, I wouldn't shock me, Karen, if there's a smidge of Giant fans secretly hoping, you know what, the faster we lose these games, the faster they abandon this Russell Wilson thing, and we get to see the real steak on our plate, which is Jackson Dart in the first round who had a great preseason.
Sean, last couple questions here, and I'll get you out of here, man. Really appreciate your time. First question is, give me an X factor on the offense, a guy that, outside of Malik Nabers, is it a Wandell Robinson? Is it a Cam Scadaboo, a Tyrone Tracy?
Well,
give me an X factor on the offensive side for the Giants. And if the Giants are able to pull off this upset, give us the pathway. Give us the game script in which the Giants do it.
Perfect two follow-ups here. So the Giants have struggled to run the ball despite the fact that Cam Scadaboo broke off a big run and then powered into the end zone. I'm oddly worried about Tyrone Tracy, who had a really brilliant rookie year, and he hasn't looked the same, but the run blocking hasn't been there. The X factor, though, you nailed it, was the first name you said, Wandell Robinson, because for the first early part of his career, he was a guy who would run short of the sticks on third downs, catch a million balls with no yardage, and Russell Wilson has compared him now to Tyler Lockett, and I think that we have seen something unlocked, for lack of a better term, with Wandell Robinson getting down the field in these quick strikes that Wilson is hitting him with. I mean, his yardage has exploded. He catches a big touchdown last week. This is just not the same player with Russell Wilson, and this is in a better way than we saw early on, and he's totally given another element besides just relying on Malik Nabers solely. So that is somebody absolutely Kansas City to account for. I can't give you a running back yet until this team proves they can run the football and the run blocking hasn't been there. As far as a pathway goes, I think the Giants got to punch Kansas City in the mouth early in this game. And this is something I don't think will happen, but the Giants need to have anywhere between an 8 to 10 point lead at any point in that third quarter or fourth quarter for you to even fathom the Giants holding on and winning this game. Because you guys might be beaten down by the Chief offense a little bit. This Giant team has just invented ways to lose in the fourth quarter when they do give the fans hope. And I don't trust, and you can call me a conspiracy theorist, the Chiefs at 0-2, I don't trust the referee flags. I don't trust a roughing the passer not being called on a Patrick Mahomes as this Chief team tries to find a way to victory. If they are down a touchdown or less in that fourth quarter, I think the Giants are doomed and they will find a way to lose that game. So the pathway to victory is, hey, hit on those big plays, stun Kansas City early, and just pray you can hang on for dear life and you have a big enough lead where your pass rush can just tee off on Mahomes late in that fourth quarter. But know that it's going to take two scores to come back and tie or win that game. That, to me, is the only way the Giants find a way to win this game.
That is Sean Marash joining us on the show. He's with WFAN in New York City, getting you ready for Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Giants, two 0-2 teams. I did not think we would be here. Sean, great stuff as always, man. Look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Later, Carrington. Appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.